It is written, "For the sake of Christ, you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake." Here you stand on the road to the cross, experiencing this perspective of Simon, who helped carry the cross of Jesus. Moments ago, Pilate's soldiers stripped Jesus down, beat him, spit on him, and forced a piercing crown of thorns on his head. They mocked him by bowing and saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then they led him to the road you're standing on right now to crucify him. They made Jesus carry his own cross. But since Jesus felt real pain and real exhaustion, he needed help. And every man we know little about, Simon, was observing the horrific events when the guards forced him to carry the cross for Jesus. Imagine being Simon. Imagine not wanting to be part of the chaos, then bearing the cross of a man who would soon rise from the dead. What started as a frightening inconvenience became a divine honor. Simon has his place in history as sharing in the suffering with the Son of God. Let it not be lost on us that despite being brutalized and weak, Jesus still walked ahead of Simon. For it is Jesus, not us on our own, who leads us to the cross. Remember, our sufferings of today are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. As you think about what it means to suffer for Christ, consider these questions. If you were Simon in this story, how would you react? Is your suffering for your faith an honor or inconvenience? Do you come out stronger or weaker after trials? Do you ever try to lead Jesus in your journey? When you've given thought to these questions, proceed to the next station.